Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks. We had a little technical difficulty, and I'm glad that you've joined us tonight. I have Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre here tonight, and we're going to talk about her history with coming to terms with her gift and how that happened to her. Let me tell you a little bit about her. First of all, she is an author, a past life connector, and a fear buster. And she helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, successful lives. Her books are The Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. These books will assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. Now, to schedule a past life exploration or learn more about her books, go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And Mary Lou is spelled M-A-R-I-L-O-U. McIntyre is M-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E. So it's MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And let me introduce Dr. McIntyre. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, David. How are you?
Well, I'm great, too. I don't know what happened with us disconnecting from the radio, but perhaps you and I were talking too long, and the show hung up on us. But here we are. We have callers in the studio, and as I mentioned, we're going to do some talking tonight, folks. So hang in there. She will be doing readings at the end, at least three. And so far, everybody that's in the queue is going to get a chance. And we're grateful that you're with us tonight. So, Dr. McIntyre, it's been a long time since we've talked about how you came to understand and reconcile yourself to your gift. And I know that there's also a new wrinkle in that now, and we can talk about that too. But would you please tell us a little bit about how you came to understand that you could do what you do?
I would be delighted to, David, because it's still it's an awesome experience to me. And I don't fully understand it, except I know that it must be part of divine will that I have been guided into this path, because even as a child, I just felt there was something out there, to help guide me to do the right thing. And, my parents, they were nice, but it was just one of those things that I just had this drive to find the connection with this thing that's out there to help me. And I didn't find it. And when I was old enough to ride on a bus, I started going to the various churches where I grew up, and I ended up becoming baptized in every Christian church in the area, and I never did find God. That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I've continued on to school and, college and all of that. And I ended up going to a Catholic university. And those people seemed to, at least they knew what they were supposed to do and what they weren't supposed to do. You know, everything was laid out for them. And I thought, well, maybe this is it. So I became not Catholic, but you know, that religion. And it was really, really strange. Well, I ended up meeting my husband, or meeting the person that became my husband, and because I thought, gee, they seem to know what they're doing. And but it was the Catholic control, actually, is how I finally realized that it was. But I had a family, a nice Catholic family of four children whom I loved dearly. But I still didn't find that that guidance, or the link that, well, I just knew it was there somewhere. And so my children grew up, and I ended up getting divorced because my husband had a gambling problem that he couldn't, that he preferred to his Catholic family. And so, you know, one thing led to another, and I guess I was probably leading a fairly normal life, but I just, you know, I was ready to give up. And so one night, I was just standing at the window of my apartment, and I just hollered out to the universe, I'm in a garbage can. I can't get through this without some help. And you know, the next, and this still amazes me when I talk about it. The next day, a gentleman came into the psychic testing clinic that I worked at the time, and he introduced himself and asked for me by name. And I thought he was there to sign up his company for testing. But he said no, he had been sent by the masters to bring me to this particular foundation. And I had no idea what he was talking about. I thought, wow, this is, he's a nice looking guy, but this is sure a new approach. Well, that's, you know, what
right.
A single female would
say.
And I was a single female at the time. And so anyhow, he said that, you know, he was given my name and address where I worked, and asked to go and get me and bring me to the foundation. And I thought to myself, oh, sure, you know, oh, yeah, right. Because I had never heard of such a thing, because there had never, never been an inkling that I should investigate something outside of Orthodox religion. So anyhow, he invited me to go to church, you know, the next Sunday, and I said I would think about it. And so after he left, the woman that was in the office with me at the time told me that she had heard of the foundation and heard of this medium that was so world famous, and that she would go to the foundation with me if I wanted to go. And, you know, it's so strange, David, because I don't know if I would have gone if she hadn't have spoken up like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
I mean, it's just amazing how things are laid out for us. And the time was right for me to finally meet God, or, you know, this guiding principle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went the following Sunday, and I was asked if I wanted to, you know, ask a question of the medium that would go at a specific time during their program. He would go into trance and people would ask him questions. And I thought, oh, well, you know, why not? So I asked a couple of questions. Well, my main question was, why did you want me to come here? Okay, so he proceeded, the medium who was entranced at the time said that the masters had been waiting for me and, you know, blah, 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 a lot of stuff I didn't understand. And then he told me about a boyfriend that information that nobody knew about, and things about my life that I knew nobody knew about because I never told anybody about it. And so I knew something, you know, really unusual was happening. And so I continued going to that foundation, and that's when my spiritual awakening really came into play, and I really started realizing the errors of other religions and the importance of seeking my own, you know, spiritual reality.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my story. By then, of course, my kids were, they were all grown. And so I was on my own to, you know, move into this whole new realm of existence. And it's been amazing, truly. That's it.
Well, thank you. when did you first start reading the Akashic Records for people, Dr. McIntyre?
When I realized that people, this was after years of attending and listening to the master teachings and, you know, getting into my own spiritual development. And I realized that people were not being helped by the medical profession as they should be. So I reached out to Spirit and you know, asked that I be somehow guided to be able to help people that the medical profession was unable or unwilling to relate to.
And specifically, what is it that you do to help people as far as those kinds of issues go?
What happened, David, is I started having dreams of my past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, after about a week or so of this, I said, I don't want to know about my past lives. I don't care about my past lives. You know, I'm having trouble with this life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to, you know, use it to help other people. And finally, dreams, you know, of past lives continued. And finally, I got this message, which amazed me because I had never heard a voice other than my own, but I heard this voice in my head tell me that 90% of the problems that people have is a result of some kind of a trauma or phobia from a past life that they carry with them lifetime after lifetime.
Mm.
And, you know, don't get rid of it.
Right.
And so they're going to... So if I want to help people, I have to regress them back to, you know, that time period that caused the problem for them. And I thought, well, I can't do that. And they said, well, we're going to teach you.
There you go.
Yeah. But, David, this is back, you know, when people didn't even talk about their dreams because that was too freaky.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I had no place to go. So I had to believe this voice in my head. And then they put me through exercises and meditations. And sure enough, my spiritual development really, really exploded. And I started, being able to control this. What is this? Going to the Akashic Records. And at the time, I was the spiritual leader of a group of the foundation in Portland, Oregon. And when they found out what I was doing, a half hour of meditation and a half hour of what I found out later were exercises to activate and awaken, my chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so involved I forgot where I was going here.
Well, that's okay. I'm looking at the clock here, and I think we want to cover a few other things. And you've given a lot of valuable information about your past, and it's very interesting to me, even having heard you talk about it before today. You mentioned some things that I hadn't heard before had forgotten. Yeah, so it was very interesting to me.
Thank you.
And you wanted to also let people know that there are some new things that you can do that you hadn't recognized that you could do before. So let me give you the opportunity to do that, and then we'll spend about 10 minutes talking about two of your books. And so please feel free to take charge of the mic for a minute.
Okay. I was told they were going to teach me how to do these regressions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a spiritual leader of a group in Portland, Oregon, and they found out what I was doing, and they offered to be like guinea pigs. You know, you can test us, see if you can regress us. And so that's what I did. And that's pretty much how it started, because I was able to regress them. Well, it was, master beings through me, I think, that, made that all possible.
Sure.
But it did happen. And, healing came through for them. And so... did you want me to talk about my books now?
Well, sure, but let me just ask you first, before we do that, what are the different ways that you work with people today?
Since I am no longer, traveling and lecturing at different groups and organizations around the world, I use the telephone, and it's just amazing to me, David, that I have been able, I guess it's tuned to the person's vibration through their voice, and when they call me on the phone and tell me of their problem, it's through their voice that I tune to their book of life or their Akashic record, and can tell them what caused the problem that they are experiencing in their life. I mean, I know it's amazing, but it's true. And so that's how I was able to continue to help give people readings after I no longer had, a real place for them to come to. And it's been the same in this last month, last year. The glorious thing that's happened is that I can now, over the phone, over long distance, actually regress people, not just give readings, which I have been doing now for years, but to actually regress the individual that is calling in to another time and another place to experience the problem that they're living through and trying to overcome in this lifetime.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yes.
That is wonderful. It's just amazing how spiritual gifts unfold for people.
Uh-huh. Really?
And you've had quite a brilliant lifetime of helping people, and now you have another means of doing that.
Right.
And let's just take a few minutes on each of the books that we had discussed talking about tonight. The first one is The Fast Road to Happiness, subtitled Journey into Now. Would you tell us a little bit about that book? And also, I want to mention that those books are available on Amazon.com. And again, Dr. McIntyre's website is MaryLouMcIntyre.com, and you can get that from the posting for the show, so I'm not going to spell it out again.
Okay. All right. Yeah, The Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, is a result of so many of the regressions that I had given to individuals or couples or families or even group regressions to help, release. Can you believe, have you ever considered the fact that we have group karmas? You know, like you take a group that, they were, say, a bunch of soldiers during the World War I. Mm-hmm. And now they're all reincarnated and all back together, and they have karma, or they have fears that have to be released, and of course they're all drawn back together because of this karma. And and when they get in touch with me, they can find this out and find out, you know, how to release it.
Mm-hmm.
So that they no longer have this particular fear, you know, that resulted from the war situation.
Sure.
So it's really amazing. And so that's what this book is full of. These regressions, group or individual or even family situations, and how they have been healed, and how one can actually develop this ability to go back into past lives to release, like, fear of water. Or, you know, fear of height, and they have no reason, no logical reason to have this fear in this particular lifetime. And so this book will help them to do that, help them to, you know, move back through time and space and release anything that is not of their highest and best nature.
Perfect. Now, what about Life is Forever, Get Used to It? I love that title.
Yes, I do too, yeah.
Well, it's all about acceptance, isn't it?
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's proof of survival after physical death. And it's my true life story. It's as an adventure in the realms of paranormal to learn about life here and hereafter. And this book provides proof of survival after physical death to comfort the mourner and inspire the truth seeker. And both the skeptic and the curious can glimpse new worlds and find contentment. And that's what that's all about, because it's overcoming fear of death, because there really is no such thing as death as it's presented through Orthodox religion.
How true. How true. It's, yeah. I was picking up on what you were saying about how you'd come to understand errors in different religions, and there certainly are a lot of errors, and there, to me, there's a big difference between spirituality and spiritual experience versus religion.
And, exactly.
I mean, I could go on about my own experience, and I'm not going to do that because it's your show. But
thank you.
At any rate, maybe now would be a good time to take some calls. I just want to remind people that Dr. McIntyre's specialty is helping people overcome fears or traumas. And so she's not going to give a reading based on, you know, something like, why am I in this lifetime again with this particular partner that I have? She would prefer not to do that. So please keep that in mind. And if you've had a reading before from Dr. McIntyre, I would prefer, so that we can get to other people that haven't had one, that you gracefully say that you've been on the show before. I haven't talked to any of the callers yet, and so I'm going to identify you by area code, and the first one is area code 805. And what is your name, please?
Oh, hi, David. It's Donna. How are you?
Good, Donna. How are you, darling?
Good. Thank you. Dr. McIntyre?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Fine.
How are you?
Good.
Yes, I can.
I do my regular meditation, and about a week ago I was sitting in my meditation, and a loving message came through and said it's coming soon. So I hope that's some abundance, because I can never manage to save money, and it's really tough. I just live from hand to mouth every month. So I hope that message was something good as far as the finances.
Okay, so did you have a question about that?
Yeah, do you think something is good coming in for me then?
Well, I certainly hope so, Donna. Oh, my goodness. You know, that's a problem that huge numbers of people have, is they just don't believe that good stuff can happen to them. And even my own family, I have four children, and, you know, they have problems. And I keep saying, just visualize the highest and best. Visualize everything, you know, turning out exactly the way you want it. And they say, well, yeah, but... And I say, well, you know, that's not being positive. You have to be positive. But so tell me this, Donna. Do you have financial problems? I mean, have you had financial problems all your life that you're concerned about?
Well, I owe money on my credit card. I mean, not a lot. I mean, maybe $1,000. But other than that, I don't owe any money, and I own my car, and I get my Social Security money every month. But I live alone. I don't have kids. I never married.
So is that the issue you want me to look into? About why you don't have better financial condition in your life?
Please.
Okay. Actually, I'm going back to Rome. And, oh, you lived an elegant life in Rome. You were a member of royalty. And,
oh, my God.
You really loved it. And you may have mistreated it a little bit in that you were very, I guess I can say rude people of a lesser standard than what you were in. You were not a kind person. You misused the finance that you were capable of having, and it didn't matter to you because you didn't have to be nice to people because you didn't care because you had the money to buy and do whatever you wanted. And that was kind of your attitude. And so now what you have to realize, do you have a glimmer of that at all, Donna?
Well, I mean, I'm a pretty nice person in this lifetime, I must say.
I'm sure you are.
I'm kind to people and people that do service work and this and that and Hispanics, and, you know, I'm very kind to people. So I don't know, but maybe I know I was in Venezuela when I was 18 and I stayed with a family that was very, very wealthy, and I felt like I belonged there. So I have experienced the rich life. Yeah, and it's nice. I mean, yeah, you don't have to worry too much, and yeah.
Your behavior towards other people in your lifetime, at that time in Rome, when you were in Rome at that time, has like created a blockage, so to speak, flow to your life in this lifetime.
Oh,
and
How do I get rid of that block now? I don't want that there anymore.
Well, exactly, and that's why you're having a financial problem. Like you say, you're not like destitute or anything, because it's, you know, it's not that bad, but you have to realize compassion for those that have less or have needs that you don't have, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And that will open, I can just see it, will open a floodgate of financial opulence and opportunities. That's the big thing, opportunities for you to create financial opulence.
Oh, okay. So be very, very compassionate in all
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll do that. All right. Well,
okay, let
thank
me know how things turn out for you, dear.
I feel. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're
thank
welcome.
You,
bye-bye.
Donna, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in tonight. Really appreciate your call. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, we're going to move on to, sorry to cut you off, Donna, like that. Area code 216, you are, you're fourth in the queue.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, area code 216. I got out of order. Area code 415 is next.
Oh.
Please forgive
me,
area code 216. Hi, what is your name, please?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Are you 216, Jessica?
No, this is 415. She was second.
415.
Yeah. I wasn't looking at the timing of the call, so never mind.
Thank you.
Jessica,
I
welcome.
Hi, thanks. So what I would love clarity around is that for many years I've had, let's say, have some trouble as far as like supporting myself financially and having to do with my business. So I have an idea of like what past life this is related to, but I haven't been able to figure out how to sort of fix that.
And so what's your question?
I'd like to know how to fix the finances. I want to like more than fully support myself financially and like through my business,
You want to more than finance yourself?
No, financially support herself. She's looking for more, in other words.
I haven't been able to like financially support myself for many years through my business. With money, with my business. Specifically.
Are you able to support yourself financially?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yes?
No.
She said no, hon.
Oh, okay. Okay, you know, it really is amazing the number of people that have financial problems. And a lot of it is the conditioning that we're born into in this lifetime, but also the agreement, if that's what you want to call it, that we make with the Lords of Karma before incarnating, and how we're going to be able to perfect ourselves to a greater degree than before we incarnate. So finance, money is not a bad thing, like many religions teach. It's the use of money or the misuse of money that causes problems. And in your particular case, what was your name again?
Jessica.
I remembered your number, but not Okay, Jessica. I see you in a South American country. And you're like a religious leader of some kind of I don't know if you want to call it a cult, but you lead prayer groups and you help heal people. You have a tremendous spiritual ability to help people and to guide them, you know, through spiritual understanding. And you're alone, however, and you personally are not very happy, but you're bringing happiness and good health and finance to a lot of people, but nobody seems to understand your needs. And after a while, you start getting a little bitter because nobody really cares about your financial situation or your health or your happiness or your travels or or anything about you. Only what you can do for them is the only thing they're interested in. And that's pretty much, you know, human nature. And as time goes on, you get more bitter and more bitter. And you become almost like a hermit. I mean, you really stop working with people or helping them or anything, and you become like a hermit and turned in towards yourself. And it eventually causes you to become ill and to pass in a condition that's not good. I mean, you just kind of wilt down to nothing, and you pass. And you know, that's not a very happy past life to relate to you, but that is why in this lifetime you're having a problem, because you still have that feeling of nobody cares. Nobody is going to help me. Well, you don't have to have help. You can help yourself by knowing that you are part of God's divine will. You are part of universal life. You are comparable to, you know, what causes the roses to bloom. And that's all you need to know within yourself, is that you are part of universal life, and you are here to express divinity. You are here to express divine will. And that's all you need to know. That's all you have to do, is express that. And just, you know, whatever people, however they relate to you, is the way they're going to relate to you. But that's not the right way necessarily that you're going to relate to yourself, because you are of divine essence and you know it. You have to know it, okay?
Oh, goodness, that was powerful. Crying. That's like, I've sort of almost
good.
Lived like every
good.
Part
that's
of what
good.
You said. Like every part of what you said, I've thought, I felt, I even ended up having a thyroid issue that I've been healing the last 2 years. And like, I stopped helping people. I stopped sharing my gift. Everything that you share just became very bitter.
Yep.
Like, why bother? Because no one's helping me and no one cares. Exactly. Everything that you said. Oh, goodness.
Wow. Okay. Now you know that that's not even important. If nobody ever says hello to you, well, it would be sad. But you are like the leader of your life, and you are here for divine, well, to reflect divine will. I think we're all here to reflect God, because He's not about to come down here and start walking around. That's an oversimplification, maybe, but that's what we're here for, I think, to reflect divine image and love. So carry
so
on, my dear.
You're saying if I just focus on that thought, that then money is going to start coming to me and happiness?
Yes, opportunities will open up, and various opportunities, whether it be financial or love or, you know, whatever, your life will become much better. You can't be resentful. You can't be harmful or hurtful and expect glorious things to happen. So be loving, darling.
Right. Okay. Wow. That was really powerful. Thank you. I mean, I think about this stuff all the time, and it's about that trusting of God that I'm going to be taken care of and that God's going to help build my business and all of that. But, yeah, clearing those negative emotions I've been working on. So.
Yeah. That's what you have to do. That's the hard part, but that's the healing part, okay?
And thank you for
thank
calling,
you so
Jessica.
Much. Oh, bless you. That
You're
was
well.
Like so needed. Thank you very much.
Oh. Well.
God bless. Thank you for
you.
Calling.
Thank you. Bless you too.
Thank you so much. Well, it's interesting. We have a little bit of a theme going here tonight around finances. It's amazing how that works. Our next caller is area code 802, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. My name is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre. Thank you.
Hi, Jean. Good to talk to you. What can I do for you?
My question is this. How can I bring, or what more can I do to bring my manifestations into my current reality?
Well, I'm sorry to say I don't understand the question. What manifestations are you talking about?
Well, manifesting my house in the woods with my healing center, mastering traveling, mastering financial support, all my manifestations that are not just intended for personal, but also for the highest good. So I want to know.
When you say manifestation, you mean dreams or ideals or aims or
goals.
What?
Goals.
Okay. Okay. And what is it? How to manifest your goals?
No, I know how
is that
to
your...
do it. I know how to do it. My question is, do I have any past lives interferences that interfere with my manifestations in this lifetime?
Of these things manifesting.
I'm at,
right?
Yeah. Is there anything from a past life that interferes
mm-hmm.
with my manifestations in this present body?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You are not aware of anything specific, like fear of water or heights or anything like that.
Well, I'm not crazy about heights, but I would go to the edge of a railing and look down. And I do fly. But I would never bungee jump or parachute.
Well, okay. I think what was your name again, sweetie?
Jean?
Okay.
Yes.
Jean, I think rather than be concerned about, you know, if something is blocking you, put your energy into just accomplishing whatever it is you want and not even considering a blockage. Like, my philosophy is basic. You follow the golden rule to be happy, healthy, and wealthy. And right thought and right action polishes the soul and ultimately promotes longevity and immortality. And while studying and testing principles of truth about here and hereafter, I reach out to help others wake up to reality, to joy and kindness, and how to control their lives, and thereby learning to control my life and achieving the highest and best. And that's about the best that I can tell you, darling. Live the golden rule, and it will manifest in your life.
Okay, just to let you know that I am in that positive feeling, believing space. The only reason why I asked this question was because I got the opportunity to ask a question, and it was the only one I could think of was to ask.
Okay.
Can I interject for just a minute?
Sure.
It sounds to me that Jean is also having a problem with manifesting the means to achieve your dreams. Is that what you're saying, Jean?
Yes, because I have no. It's very easy help me when I help manifest for another person. It's myself. So that's why I thought while I had this opportunity, I would ask to see if there was something that I was holding on unconsciously from a past life that would open that door for me, you know, and not just me being able to do it for others.
Mm. What do you think about that, Dr. McIntyre?
Yeah, that does put a different slant on it. But I think what I just said is what is going to help you. You have to know that you're capable of achieving whatever you want to achieve, and nothing can block you, and nothing can, divert what it is that your soul is striving for. You know, we each have a contract that we sign before we incarnate to accomplish certain things on the soul level and in the physical level. And if we're awake to that reality and know that that's why we're here, and we're like anything else that's on this planet to grow, any kind of plant, you know, or a daffodil or a rose or whatever, it's going to grow to be what it's supposed to be, and so are you. So you just have to let it happen, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Jean. Okay, now I'm going to go back to area code 216. Sorry about that. Before, you're live. What is your first name, please?
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I need some answers. I've been experiencing a dark night of the soul, psychic attacks, and all such. But my focus, my question is money. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. I've lived here for about 7 years. And I'm being guided to and feel I'm being guided that I need to get out of this toxic place. I've been applying to jobs, obtaining employment was always difficult. And there have been so many other difficult, negative things going on. And as I said earlier, psychic attacks. I've been applying to jobs, nothing. I'm taking this as a sign that it's time for me to move on to the Pacific Northwest, where I want to go, which is fine with me. I don't have the money to relocate and for that. Now, I've written out a new moon check, and I'm praying and chanting and so on and so forth. Now, if I'm not getting any work, nothing. I mean, the little work that I was getting and earning that minimum wage was through this Minuteman day labor stuff. And I have skills beyond this. So what is going on?
Boy, I don't know. There's a problem on the telephone for one thing. You hear all that crackling? It was hard for me to hear you. Did you hear any of that crackling? Hello?
I just got in, so I didn't. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I was. Hello?
I'm right here.
Well, can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Oh, okay. All right, I was just asking you if you heard a lot of crackling on your phone. Because
it's
probably
my necklace. I'm taking off my clothes. I just walked in the door.
Okay, well, stop taking off your clothes for a minute then. And let's kind of just relax. And do you want to tell me in one sentence now what it is you want me to check out for you?
Money. I have difficulty in getting money. I've been applying to jobs. Nothing's coming through. And I feel
okay.
That I'm being guided to move elsewhere out of state, which I started applying to.
Okay. Let's see. I'm being taken to the Hall of Images. You're a very ancient soul. Do you have many past life recalls at all?
I'm just
Hello?
Learning about that. Yes, I'm just learning about this past life negative relationship that I had with this man here. That's basically my introduction to it, and I'm done with it. And I just want to just move on and get out of this town.
Okay, now you're bringing up a negative relationship that you're involved in presently?
As far as I'm concerned, I've done whatever is supposed to be done on my end. And I mean,
so are you recording this? Are you recording this call? Somebody is recording this call.
Oh, Lord.
Hello?
I'm not recording the call. I'd like to get some answers to my questions.
Yes, I understand that, but I'm trying to figure out who's recording the call. Huh.
I don't know. It's not me.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. I am getting now, this is not something that you're going to be pleased to hear.
Dr. McIntyre, I cut her off. She was being rude to you. I won't tolerate that on the show.
That's why I'm hearing this recording thing, huh?
No, the recording thing is from the studio.
Yeah, oh.
And I just felt that caller was being very rude to you, And so I disconnected her. But what happens is I get these voices that come through the studio, and when you're on the same line with me, you can hear them. The callers can't hear them. And it's just the countdown to the end of the show. Now, we're not off the air yet, but nobody else can call in now because I booked the show for 1 hour. We do have other callers on the line. Do you want to take one more call?
Okay, let's try another one.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I just felt that that last person was being very disrespectful to you, and I disconnected her. Okay?
Okay, thank you, David.
You're welcome. Okay, area code 305. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I live in Miami.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm calling in to say that I have known Dr. McIntyre for nearly 40 years, and my husband and I have experienced conscious group life regressions. We have experienced personal, individual conscious regressions. I have all of Dr. McIntyre's books. I'm calling to tell people that are listening into this show, this is the real deal. This is someone who is so spiritually inspired, who can help you change your life if you would just listen to the message of releasing all that you've carried that is not conducive to your happiness or the happiness of others.
Oh, that's sweet.
Thank you, Kathy, my angel friend. Hello.
Hi, Kathy. Hi there. Thank you so much for that testimonial.
Yeah, that was very sweet. And she's true. We have known each other, well, more than 40 years. 40 years in this lifetime and 40 centuries before that.
I think when people are calling in, they really don't know how to pose the question, or they don't understand, like, what is a phobia? What are you afraid of? You know, fear of success can be something. And you see that people continually are talking in the areas of money, sex, and power, because that's what we're doing here, overcoming the, you know, when we misuse money, sex, or power, and understanding the right use of money, sex, and power. So if people are still listening out there, go on to Marilu's website, book a private reading, and get on with happiness and get on with the true purpose in your spiritual destiny.
Thank you, Kathy. Either get a reading or get a book. That would be nice.
It would be nice. It would be nice. And Mary Lou, is Amazon the best place for people to get a hold of your books?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's probably a good place to end for tonight. We technically are out of time, but thank you to the callers that are still listening. Dr. McIntyre will be back on the show again. But if you really want to get your money's worth and get a full regression or have more than a little snippet like you would get on the radio show, go to her website, MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And since these are newer callers, I will spell it out for you. So get your pens and pieces of paper ready. Mary Lou is spelled MARILOU, McIntyre, MCINTYRE, MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And so with that said, Dr. McIntyre, any parting words from you?
My parting words is love life, love yourself, and love one another.
Ah, that's great. Well, that sounds like the golden rule plus.
Exactly. And David, I want to thank you for, allowing me to reach out to the public this way.
Oh, you're entirely welcome, darling. And you take care and have a beautiful evening. And I'll look forward to our next show.
All right. Me too.
Okay.
God bless you all. Have a wonderful life now and forever. How's that?
Amen. Sounds good.
Okay.
God bless everybody. Good night.
True. Bye.